So schön ist München, die bayerische Metropole mit dem weltbekannten Olympiapark, meine Damen und Herren, mit dem Touristenmagnet, mit der BMW-Welt, dem Vierzylinder hier vorne und dahinter. Das BMW-Werk in der Dosslerstraße. Weltklasse-Wetter für eine Weltpremiere in München. Und diese wunderschönen Impressionen sind jetzt weltweit im Internet zu sehen. Liebe BMW-Werker, liebe BMW-Fans, heute beginnt eine neue Ära. Heute schreiben wir gemeinsam BMW-Geschichte, meine Damen und Herren. Mit dem neuen Dreier beginnt tatsächlich ein ganz starkes Kapitel Zukunft, und zwar hier im BMW-Werk in der Dosslerstraße. Und so klingen hochmotivierte BMW-Werker. Hallo München!
Hallo BMW-Welt! Von dort hinten durch diese lange Strecke
wird der neue Dreier gleich einrollen. Und das ist ein Auto, das nicht nur BMW, sondern Automobilgeschichte geschrieben hat. Vor mehr als 30 Jahren war das die erste sportliche Limousine überhaupt. Heute also ein ganz besonderer, ein ganz emotionaler Moment. Ich glaube auch für Sie, liebe BMW-Werker, denn jetzt ist Ihre Arbeit tatsächlich in der ganzen BMW-Welt und auf der ganzen Welt zu sehen. Und ich glaube, das ist ein Wahnsinnsgefühl. Das ist ein Hammerkompliment. Und ich sage ganz ehrlich, mehr Wertschätzung für Ihre Arbeit kann es eigentlich gar nicht geben. Toll, dass Sie alle hier sind, dass Sie diese wunderbare Kulisse bilden für diesen einmaligen Tag, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Man spürt natürlich die Freude, die Nervosität, man spürt die Aufregung, meine Damen und Herren, vor diesem großen Tag. Und hinten, mittendrin unter den BMW-Fans steht Esther Sedlacek. Esther, kann man das irgendwie beschreiben? Was ist das für ein Gefühl? Ist es Spannung? Ist es aufregend? Ist es Stolz?
Genau. Und der Grund, warum Sie hier bei der Laola-Welle nicht mitmachen, ist, Sie sind einfach alle ein bisschen nervös, denn Sie sind alle gespannt darauf, bis der neue BMW 3er aus diesem Tunnel gefahren kommt. Und ich möchte natürlich von den Mitarbeitern hier um mich wissen, wie fühlt sich das denn heute an? Und da habe ich mir direkt einen ausgeguckt. Wie ist denn dein Name?
Ja, mein Name ist Carsten Seebot.
Und was ist das heute für ein Tag für dich? Wie besonders ist der?
Ja, das ist der Höhepunkt des Anlaufs für uns alle. Ich sage, schauen Sie sich um, dieses Riesen-Event hier. Und ich denke, jeder Mitarbeiter von uns ist irgendwo, ja, stolz. Ich denke, stolz ist das richtige Wort.
Das denke ich auch. Und da sehe ich aber noch jemanden, der bestimmt auch was sagen würde. Wie heißt du denn?
Tanja Fetzer.
Was ist das heute für ein Gefühl für dich?
Ist ein irre Gefühl. Wir können endlich der Welt zeigen, woran wir so lange gearbeitet haben.
Konnte man da gestern überhaupt einschlafen? Weil es ist ja wirklich ein besonderer Tag.
Ja, natürlich schon, aber man freut sich einfach. Endlich kann der Dreier raus in die Welt, das ist super.
Wir sind alle gespannt und viel Spaß heute. Und jetzt suche ich mir noch, ich habe schon jemanden gefunden. Da muss ich natürlich auch erstmal nach dem Namen fahren. Sie haben sich ein bisschen versteckt, wollen Sie nicht sagen?
Selbstverständlich will ich was sagen.
Sehr gut, Sie fahren Dreier BMW?
Selbstverständlich, und das schon seit Jahren. Und dieser neue Dreier will mit Sicherheit mein nächstes Fahrzeug sein.
Warum? Was macht den so besonders?
Was das besonders macht, also das sieht geil aus, das fährt sich super, also einfach ein Traum.
Also Markus, du hörst es, hier ist man 100% überzeugt von dem neuen Modell, und damit zurück zu dir. Ja!
Diesen besonderen Augenblick, diesen besonderen Tag feiern wir zusammen mit drei BMW-Persönlichkeiten, und für jede einzelne ist dieser Tag aus einem anderen Blickwinkel ein ganz besonderer. Meine Damen und Herren, begrüßen Sie mit einem Riesenapplaus den Vorstandsvorsitzenden Dr. Norbert Reithofer.
Ein herzliches Willkommen an den
Gesamtbetriebsratsvorsitzenden Manfred Schoch. Und er, meine Damen und Herren, ist der Gastgeber heute, der BMW-Werkleiter. Herzlich willkommen, Dr. Thomas Lehmann.
Und ich darf Sie gleich um Ihre eröffnenden Worte bitten.
Ja, vielen Dank, Herr Othmar. meine Damen und Herren, was für ein Tag.
Ein Tag, an dem ein neues Auto geboren wird. Ein Tag, an dem unser Baby, der neue Dreier, endlich das Licht der Welt erblickt. Ein Tag, an dem wir hier aus dem Stammwerk der BMW Group unser neues Auto vom Ort der Produktion in die Welt schicken. Ein Tag, der uns alle stolz macht. Liebe Mitarbeiterinnen und Mitarbeiter des BMW-Werkes München, sehr geehrte Damen und Herren und vor allen Dingen sehr geehrter Herr Dr. Reithofer, sehr verehrte Vorstände der BMW Group, sehr verehrter Herr Schoch. Seien Sie alle ganz herzlich begrüßt zur heutigen Weltpremiere des neuen BMW Dreiers hier im Werk München. Es freut mich sehr und es ist ein wunderbares Bild, inklusive Weiß-Blau von oben, dass Sie alle so zahlreich gekommen sind, um beim offiziellen Kommunikationsstart des neuen Dreiers mit von der Partie zu sein. Ein herzliches Dankeschön dafür, dass Sie alle für die Kulisse sorgen, die unser neues Auto verdient hat. Jawohl! Meine Damen und Herren, ich bin mir sicher, ich spreche hier im Namen aller Mitarbeiter, die in München arbeiten. Wir freuen uns riesig, dass die Weltpremiere des neuen Dreiers hier in München am Ort der Produktion stattfindet und nicht an einem fernen, vielleicht exotischen Ort irgendwo in dieser Welt. Vielen Dank dafür an Sie, Herr Dr. Reithofer, dass Sie das möglich gemacht haben und unterstützt haben. Jawohl. Ganz selbstbewusst interpretieren wir hier im Werk die heutige Veranstaltung als ein großartiges Zeichen der Wertschätzung des gesamten Unternehmens an alle Mitarbeiter, die den neuen Dreier in diesen Tagen anlaufen lassen. Der heutige Tag macht uns daher sehr stolz und wird uns sicherlich auch alle zusätzlich motivieren, mit dem neuen Dreier von Anfang an das perfekte Auto auf die Straße zu stellen. Herr Dr. Reithofer, das ist das Versprechen, das die Mannschaft und ich Ihnen gerne geben würden. Vielen Dank.
Danke schön, Herr Dr. Lehmann.
Liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, es ist schon ein ganz besonderes Ereignis, wenn man in diesen unsicheren Zeiten an den Finanzmärkten hier bei einem Industriebetrieb auf der Bühne stehen darf und verkünden kann, dass wir heute gemeinsam der ganzen Welt den neuen Dreier vorstellen. Für mich ist es ein fantastisches Gefühl, euch sagen zu können, dass die Zukunft des Werkes Münchens und damit eure Arbeitsplätze mit diesem neuen Fahrzeug abgesichert werden. Und ich meine, am heutigen Tag sollten wir auch ein Dankeschön aussprechen, alle gemeinsam, für dieses wunderschöne Fahrzeug. Für dieses wirklich wunderschöne Fahrzeug. Und ich möchte mich heute im Namen von euch allen bei einer Person, die genau in diesem Gebäude hinter uns sozusagen groß geworden ist, Herr Dr. Reithofer, einen herzlichen Dank an unseren Vorstandsvorsitzenden, Herr Dr. Reithofer, für dieses Fahrzeug. Bedanken darf ich mich aber auch dafür mit einem Blick in die Zukunft, dass wir am Standort München noch ein drittes Fahrzeug bekommen werden, Darüber werden wir später reden, aber dank heute schon an unseren Technikvorstand, Herrn Arndt, herzlichen Dank für das dritte Fahrzeug.
To thank our board member for technology for having made that possible. So, thank you very much, Dr. Arndt.
Liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, dieser neue Dreier wird nun von der sechsten Generation hier bei uns gefertigt.
Has always been built here, and now it's the sixth generation of this model which will be built here, and it fills us with pride. It fills us with pride to know that this vehicle is built here in Munich and that we're the ramp-up plant. We can be really proud of that.
Das Werk München, fast 90 Jahre alt,
our Munich plant is almost 90 years old. It's the main plant of the Munich of the BMW Group, and as you know, it's one of the best automotive plants throughout the world. About 50,000 colleagues work directly on the shop floor producing cars, and another 5,000 work in engine construction, planning, and steering functions. All in all, we have more than 10,000 people working here, 10,000 jobs which are safeguarded thanks to the new BMW 3 Series. And I'd like to say that we are right in the heart of a big city. We know that the framework conditions are very demanding, especially when you produce in an urban environment like this. And I believe that this is really a technical masterpiece when it comes to production, especially seeing that the premises are limited and cannot be expanded, and we are producing this vehicle, safeguarding the highest quality possible here in our Munich plant. And it's you who safeguard that quality due to your hard work, and you do that on a daily basis. Colleagues, the long-term experience which you have provided as input for this ramp-up has made constant improvements possible. It has turned our factory in one of the leading sites worldwide when it comes to quality. During the last few months, all colleagues have given their utmost. The new BMW 3 Series will be an international product. It will be sold in all the countries of this world. And at the end, I would like to say one last thing. We are international in Munich too, because here in our plant we've got people from 56 different countries, and I would like to emphasize different countries.
Und ich betone, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, und auch darauf sind wir sehr stolz.
We are very proud of that.
Unabhängig dieser 56 Nationen, die wir hier haben, und unabhängig der Religionen, die es bei uns gibt,
and there are no problems, no matter what the nationality or what the religion of the people who work here is, because our work is based on our appreciation of each other, and that forms the basis for a successful cooperation, even during demanding times like this ramp-up. And as the chair of your Works Council, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I would like to express my appreciation for you and your hard work. Thank you.
Ich wünsche uns im Namen von euch allen mit diesen neuen Fahrzeugen viel, viel Erfolg.
Every success with these new vehicles. And once again, thank you to the board, which has really promoted our plant here. Thank you very much.
Liebe Mitarbeiterinnen und Mitarbeiter,
colleagues,
Herr Schoch hat gesagt,
Mr. Schoch just said that in this plant here, that's where I grew up. Well, let me start my speech straight away with saying I am proud that I grew up in this plant. And if I look around myself, well, I know that I need not worry about the future of the BMW Group. Well, why not? Our cars are built by people who do their work with passion, who bring in their own ideas, and who really back up our products and our company. And all of us, dear colleagues, are part of the BMW family. This is indeed what you find in every single vehicle built here. And our clients really feel that. And that, for that reason alone, we are the number one worldwide amongst the premium manufacturers. And the 3 Series BMW is an essential part of our success story. 1975, the first BMW 3 Series left the production line here in Munich. Now today, in our main plant, you are responsible for bringing out the 6th generation of this BMW 3, and I think you're well equipped for that launch. And when the Olympic Games were opened here, it always said, these games shall become the best of all times. And now, for us, this startup is especially important. Why is that so? Well, first of all, because the BMW 3 Series is the one that clocks up the biggest volumes. Secondly, this is a true worldwide launch, and for the first time, all the country-specific configurations will be built simultaneously and at the same time. And with that, you are making certain that the new 3 Series forwards market launch on February 11th, 2012 will be available in every country and with every dealer. And thirdly, you, Mr. Lehmann, you are the main plant. Thirdly, with that, you are defining the standard for your colleagues in Rosslyn, Regensburg, and in Shenyang in China. And, dear Mr. Lehmann, the Board of Management is well aware that we can rely on you and your associates 100%. We are fully aware that we can rely on you 100%. The fact that we are celebrating the start of production of the new BMW 3 Series here in Munich, and doing so with such a big party, is also a sign of appreciation to all of you. And for us, it's a very important signal. And now, it's time, dear colleagues, to unveil the new plant logo, and that we now see the new BMW 3 Series alive. So thank you to you. And I'm quite convinced that everything is well and truly 100% well kept under your safe command. Thank you very much. Dear BMW associates here from Plant Munich, now just take a look up there, because now we will unveil the new era with the new plant logo. The BMW plant in Munich strength from tradition. Dear BMW associates here on the shop floor, and I can see so many BMW fans here in the Dostler Straße. We have been writing BMW history for the last 6 years, And now, since 1975, it's also the history of the BMW 3 Series. So join me now on this time journey through more than three decades of BMW 3 Series history. So that's the very first one. And please welcome that one. Round of applause. It's a 323i from 1979. And Hüseyin Yıldırım is the driver. At the time, with 143 horsepower and with a top speed of 190 kilometers. Let's just go back to the year 1979. That was the time when Helmut Schmidt was Chancellor. We were singing Genghis Khan. And FC Bayern became German football champion for the sixth time. So, dear ladies and gentlemen, see you the next one. That's a 325E from the year 1986. And it's Günther now who's driving this one. He has 122 horsepower and top speed of 193 kilowatts. And in 1986, the political leaders were Ronald Reagan. And that was the car for the time of 325E from 1986. But we take another leap forward to the year 1996. Germany becomes European football champion in Wembley, and that's the car to go with it, a 323i with 170 horsepower. Here, for the first time, a car that actually has a top speed well above 200 kilometers, to be precise, 227 kilometers per hour. Here, driven by Reinhold Hamm, who is just going to be a touch slower though. And now, the first 3 Series from the new millennium. From 2001, a 330i here with 231 horsepower and a top speed of 250 kilometers. Driven here by Sneer Lutz. And there's one more to go. And with that, we will have already reached the year 2011. The fifth BMW, the fifth generation of the 3 Series, a 325D. Here, from the year 2011, with 204 horsepower and a top speed of 242 kilometers. Driven here by Fatih Perut, driving this 325D. So please, also, welcome Fatih Perut with a round of applause, dear fans of BMW. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to see and hear another round of applause here for the five historic 3 Series BMWs. Well, I could imagine this is really a very special feeling, isn't it?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed. I don't really know what to say. I'm really proud and I'm happy. I'm happy that I can work and that I've had the pleasure to work for this company for such a long time. It's really surprising how much clout this company has. And it makes people happy.
And you're one of them, and we're happy to have you amongst us here. So just please keep driving out there. So please, another round of applause here for our five drivers.
Mladen, das war ein wunderbarer Moment, und einer kommt noch, meine Damen und Herren.
There's one more to go, dear ladies and gentlemen. It's Reinhold leaving us. Mladen, and we're still waiting for the last one there at the rear to join us. We're waiting for Fatih Perut. So these five 3 Series BMWs are really our guests of honor here, who, as you can see, are waiting.
Fatih is the letzte. Alles gut?
Successor. Fatih, everything fine?
Everything's okay, A-okay. An applause for our 3 Series.
Und damit ist es angerichtet.
And everything's prepared, dear BMW fans. Now we really look forward to...
Von dorthin wird kommen, mit einem Lichterspektakel inszeniert, aus dem Tunnel, und zwar im wahrsten Sinne des Wortes, wird gleich das Licht der Welt erblicken.
Right, in a few seconds, so hold on and wait for the new BMW 3 Series. Dear BMW fans, just imagine what it is like. What the drivers must be feeling with sitting inside these new BMW 3 Series. It's probably just the same what Andy Lehmann felt when he was scoring or having to score that crucial penalty at the And here you can see that wonderful face of the new 3 Series. We can feel and we can see the kidney, and that's it, there it is, that's the new world premiere of the new BMW 3 Series. Ah, you see that all these workers have already signed that it's a BMW 320D, an efficient dynamics vehicle with 163 horsepower in this bright Alpine white, and that's the very first few meters that car is taking as it heads towards the presentation in the BMW world. And we are really excited to see the next one that's already waiting for us inside the tunnel and will join us in a second. Now, what you will see next is one with 245 horsepower in manual grey. It's a BMW 328i. And you will see when it comes out the first few details, the new lines. It's a 328i in the line modern. There it is! That's a befitting weather here for this world premiere. We could have called for a better day. This is a 14th of October. And take pictures. You may take pictures. You may applaud. We would like to hear you applaud these lovely cars. The first two are here with us, and the third one is waiting, ready to go. It's just about to see the day of light. It's 184 horsepower coming out there now in Havana. It's a BMW 320D. Please join us. Join us.
Und stellen Sie sich vor, das sind alle.
Those driving the cars are all young apprentices and trainees from the world.
Because
just imagine what it's like having to drive a car now here in front of thousands of
associates
and members of the BMW plant. So please give them a round.
Wir schauen gleich auf die nächste Linie.
Let's take at the next line, because the car upcoming next year is one from the luxury line. It's one that comes with 306 horsepower in a color entitled Black Sapphire. And it's a BMW 320D.
Und da sehen wir auf dem
It's definitely in the luxury line, and you can see here in the light of day, this is an imperial blue, the color. Yeah, it's an imperial blue, that's 3.75i. And with that, we have seen the first four cars, and the fifth one is just about to join us here from within the tunnel. Because all in all, we want to present seven of these new BMWs and welcome them here in the Dostlerstraße BMW plant in Munich. And that's the 320. That's the 320.
And schauen Sie auf das schöne BMW.
And just take a look at this wonderful BMW. Of course, with these distinct here, round headlights with the kidney and with the unique world-renowned BMW logo here on the bonnet. Is that a beauty?
Wir freuen uns.
And there's two more cars still upcoming, which we look forward to. It's the Sport line, ready to get going. Sporty, dynamic, a true BMW 3 Series. And this one is a 328i in Melbourne red, as it comes out with 245 horsepower. And it is indeed a long road to travel here through the tunnel of associates. The world hasn't seen anything like this, this world premiere. There's still one to come, the one in the Glacier Silver. It's a BMW 335i from the sports line, and he still has 306 HP waiting for us. So please, twice. Come out with a round of applause, please. And now our seven drivers really have to battle hard to make their way through the throngs of associates and BMW fans. So please, please make way for them, because the seven new BMW 3 Series cars want to get going. So we can see first pictures being taken, and now the very first one here up front. And yes, now also our colleagues here right at the gates can see it. Please, please, just make sure to leave that opening for the cars. And yes, what we want now is to get on the grid, just as if they were to start on a grid.
Gerne mit Ihrem Applaus. Hier sind Sie, die sieben Auszubildenden aus dem BMW Werk. Herzlich willkommen. Ganz starker Job, ganz ehrlich. Toll gemacht. Meine Damen und Herren, und dafür gibt es auch einen ganz besonderen Applaus. für 7 Auszubildende von 7 Vorständen, meine Damen und Herren. Das ist sozusagen die geballte BMW-Kompetenz. Hier sind alle 7 Vorstände, natürlich mit dem Vorstandsvorsitzenden Dr. Norbert Reitrufe. Bitte schön, Sie gehen einmal zum BMW 3er, zum Efficient Dynamics, meine Damen und Herren. Und die 7 Vorstände machen jetzt aus diesem 3er ein ganz besonderes Art-Car. Mit den Unterschriften, ganz viele BMW-Werker haben schon drauf unterschrieben. Und jetzt werden es noch ein paar Unterschriften mehr, meine Damen und Herren. Eins kann ich an dieser Stelle feststellen, das ist mit diesen vielen Unterschriften definitiv Germany's Next Topmodel, meine Damen und Herren. Ist dann bei so viel Wertschätzung.
With that much appreciation and that much love, I'd almost like to say, would we all love to be a 3 Series?
Right, especially with those beautiful eyes. I can imagine being a 3 Series car.
So could I just ask the 7 gentlemen to join me very close up here at the vehicle, please, Dr. Reithofer and your team. Could I have, well, 4 of you here and the other 3 on the other side, if that's actually possible, for lack of space. Yes, come on, we can manage. So please look up front to me here. So dear colleagues, dear ladies and gentlemen, please give us a round of applause for all 7 board of management members here at the new BMW 3 Series. And, yeah, just a bit more smiles, please, for the colleagues from the press. Great picture. Lovely. Lovely scenery. I must say, this really, that fits well to you. I don't know whether all 7 of you can crawl inside. Well, probably not legally, but definitely it would work. So, dear fans, dear associates, now it's time to, well, have these special pairs match up because we will see these new BMWs drive across Dostler Straße to the BMW world. And now the trainees have this great job, and I'm sure they will be a bit nervous because they are privileged to drive the board of managed members across to the BMW world. So please give them another round of applause for the head board of management, Ian Robertson and Maxwell Lugner here, who is a trainee. Come here and join me. And the 2 of you, please, just go inside the first vehicle.
Next, we're going to have the member of the board responsible for production and the trainee, Randhir Sagri. He's trained on becoming a production mechanic. There you go.
Wonderful, yes. Gentlemen, please look into the cameras. Yes, thank you.
Narendibi, I need to actually ask you one question. Your name sounds very exotic. Where do you come from? I come from India. And how long have you been living here? For 13 years. And this most certainly is one of the highlights today, of course it is, especially driving it. Okay, on we go to the next car.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, please give another round of applause to Harald Krüger, Board of Management Member for Human Resources and Social Affairs, and together Kirsten Gruner, who is a trainee for Commercial Affairs here, of course, at the BMW plant. Mr. Krüger, I mean, that's, well, your very own heart's blood, isn't it? And please join me with the next BMW 3 Series.
Next, we're going to have the board member responsible for purchasing and the supplier network and the trainee to go with him, Felix Grubner. Felix Grubner is being trained on becoming an industrial clerk. There you go. He's finding his way through the crowd.
And he's a very personal trainee in this case. Please go over to the car, thank you. And now, our board member for finances, Dr. Friedrich Eichinger, and our trainee, Dennis Berger, from production floor. Dr. Eichinger, I believe that this is money well spent. Yes, I'm absolutely sure of that. And now, the third car.
Now let's welcome Dr. Klaus Dräger. He's the board member responsible for R&D. You, may come over, and the trainee to go with him is Yavi Biolalalan. He's trained on becoming an electronic specialist for transmission technology.
Very nice, and that's what we all like to see, you in the pole position. And one person still missing, Dr. Norbert Reithofer, our CEO of the board. And your trainee is really looking forward to meeting you, Anne Hoffmann, production mechanic. Anne, honestly, I was really all geared up here, and you were the first who had to drive out with that car. So were you nervous?
Well, actually, it was a great feeling, but I couldn't really put my foot down.
And about to get into the first Model 3 car. And now we're all geared up and ready to go. Dr. Reithofer didn't want the lady to open his door. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment. The moment the new BMW Series 3 will roll out into the world. 8.5 million vehicles have been built ever since 1951, and I believe that you're of the same opinion. These are very special cars, and these are even more special amongst these 8.5 million cars. The world premiere of the new Series 3 model, the sixth generation of a car which has written automotive history. Please put your hands together for the new BMW V-Series. And out into the real world. And now you see an aerial view from Dossler Straße, and you see that the streets are lined with people, people who want to express their feelings, who want to say hello to this new member of our BMW family. And you see this special premiere atmosphere. We see an aerial view of Dossler Straße, and people can't wait to see the new BMW 3 Series. And it's great, you see in the background our four-cylinder building, you see all our employees. Have a look at our new BMW 3 Series.
Everybody's happy, everybody's clapping their hands, and you can tell that they're very much looking for this moment. And the lady in this pink coat was really enthusiastic about it. I mean, what's the feel? What do you feel like, especially when you see the line of cars leaving the plant? I mean, it really makes my hair stand on end. Are you proud? Yes, I am, very proud. Now, what makes this new BMW 3 Series so special and unbeatable? Well, I think it's simply the fact that it's rolling off the production line here, and you can really feel the pride. How long have you been waiting for this moment? Well, I haven't been with BMW for such a long time, but I think it's an extra special occasion for me. So would you have thought that it would feel so special to be here today? Yes, yes, I actually expected that, and I realized that everybody was very proud of the company, and you can really feel that. Okay, Marcus, you can hear. Many people are out on the street here. Everybody's very proud of this moment of this new BMW 3 Series. Over to you.
Really a very strong showing here. Great performance, and congratulations and happy birthday. This is the new BMW 3 Series, ladies and gentlemen. And the last round of applause here from the BMW plant. And yes, a loud round of applause you can hear it everywhere. Straße, in the plant. You have many, many joining us outside here, and they really have this glimmer in their eyes and are so proud. You can see it. There's an employee here next to me. Can I just ask her, how long have you been with BMW? Well, since the 1st of October, it will be 42 years on the 1st of October. 42 years. So that means the history of 3 Series is also your history. Yes, that's true. I was there when the first ones were developed, actually helped along, and I also was there with all the crash tests and also the start of production. I was there, and this is the last one now for me. And a world premiere, I mean, is one that really goes well beyond everything you've seen before. That's true, that's true. I'm always so proud. I mean, since 1971, I've only been driving BMWs, and I'm so proud. Yes, I can imagine. Here you see the 6th generation of the BMW 3 Series. So, what makes the car so special for you?
The dynamics, the pleasure of driving, and the engine, the entire car. There's nothing that I'm not enthusiastic about.
So I noticed this is a true BMW fan, and the few seconds are just not enough, are they?
I've been a fan ever since my 12th year, and I couldn't wait for this car to come up, but I just waited to have enough money to buy it.
And then one day, well, the time was right.
Yes, and in 71 I bought my first 3 Series, and then, you know, I bought the new models, and sometimes I've got a few problems due to taxes, but it's always been BMW.
And that really is a diehard BMW fan here. So, please, you BMW associate here from the workshop, that was a great showing. And now we can see live pictures here from the 3 Series rolling across into the BMW world. So, from my side, thank you very much. Issa, I really enjoyed this.
Unterwegs ist, oder? Wann waren Sie das letzte Mal in so einem kleinen Auto unterwegs?
Also, wie Sie wissen, BMW steht ja für Freude am Fahren, und Freude am Fahren hängt nicht von der Größe ab. Okay. Wir haben einen X1 zu Hause, und den X1, den fahre ich fast jedes Wochenende. Und der macht genauso viel Spaß wie große Autos.
Okay.
Und natürlich müssen Sie wissen, wir kommen ja jetzt gerade von einer Testfahrt zurück. Das heißt, wir sind gestern und heute Vormittag noch Autostest gefahren. Und wir fahren dann die gesamte Palette. Das heißt, wir haben ein gutes Gefühl für alle Autos.
Hatten Sie auch ein gutes Gefühl, wie Sie gerade chauffiert wurden?
Ein sehr gutes Gefühl.
Sehr
aber
gut.
Ich habe gesagt, ich wäre auch selber gerne gefahren.
Ich habe nicht Vertrauen gehabt. Vielen Dank, Herr Dr. Reithofer. Herr Dr. Dreger, als Entwicklungsvorstand vermute ich mal, dass Sie von diesem Auto schwärmen. Ist es tatsächlich sportlicher und schneller?
Also für mich macht dieses Auto... Ist es der perfekte Dreier, weil es ist wieder so die gelungene Mischung. Auf der einen Seite hochdynamisch und auf der anderen Seite wirklich wieder super sparsam. Und das ist genau das, was wir eigentlich in der ganzen Welt auch erklären wollen mit Efficient Dynamics. Und ich glaube, dass wir mit dem neuen Dreier diesen Beweis perfekt angetreten, diesen Beweis auf perfekte Art und Weise antreten. Und dazu kommt natürlich eine Vielzahl von Innovationen. Connected Drive, da können wir jetzt stundenlang darüber reden.
Haben wir nicht Stunden? Vielen Dank, Herr Dr. Dreger.
Allocated talking time.
Herr Dr. Aichina, man muss auch nicht drum
herum. Thank you very much, Dr. Dreger. Dr. Aichina, of course, we have to be honest, you also want to earn money on this car. Are you going to do so? What's your forecast?
Well, with the new 3 Series, we want to reap the fruits of our strategy number one. And with that new product, we have managed to increase the value, the product substance, the quality, and also cut costs at the same time. And with that, with every car sold, we will be earning more.
That sounds good, at least for the group. Dr. Dees, now what's the meaning of the new 3 Series for you?
Well, the new Series 3 is the most important car for our suppliers too. Together with the 1 Series, the 3 Series, the most important platform in the premium segment. And in principle, we have economies of scale compared to our competitors. We have implemented more quality, more innovation, more efficiency, and I believe that not just we, but also our suppliers are very proud of that.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dees. Mr. Krüger, how close are you actually to the grassroots? Being a member of the board, do you know how many trainees BMW has got?
Well, yes, of course. At the moment, we have 4,000 young trainees. And if I can just let you know, there's a little secret, because one of them who drove me here today, the young lady, she would love to take that new product, the 3 Series, straight home with her. And I believe, on the other side, you really recognize the passion that has gone into that new 3 Series, and also the enthusiasm of our staff, I think is something that also our customers will experience.
And we did see the enthusiasm of your associates. It was very easy to see. Mr. Arndt, SOP starts on Monday. So if you're responsible for the entire production, as in your case, what does it feel like a few days ahead? Are you nervous?
Well, I'm not nervous, but I'm all keyed up. I can tell you, I still sleep very well. I'm very satisfied. I have to tell you that in the meantime, we have a very good grip on SOPs, on the start of production. And yes, there's still lots of adrenaline, but adrenaline promotes concentration and is thus very helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you today that our employees, our staff have prepared perfectly for this SOP and they are keen to bring this car out into the world on Monday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Arndt. Then the final question on the head of sales, Ian Robinson. Do you really have to do marketing for such a car like the 3 Series?
Well, the 3 Series always has had very faithful fans across the world. And it is the most sporty car in its segment. But with the new 3 Series, we have really many, many new features and the sport, luxury and modern lines. So communication and marketing really for that reason are something that are, well, essential for the customers. And, well, that's at least my view. I think we have a best car for the BMW Group developed here.
Thank you very much, Ian Robinson. And we already saw all the trainees. They've got an important role to play today. They most certainly were a little nervous, but they did a great job. And that is why I would like to ask them to. What's your name?
I'm Felix.
And what did it feel like as you don't really show for your board members every single day? What do you talk? I mean, you were amongst us. Be honest.
Well, of course, at the beginning, you're very nervous. You talk about the new car, about different things, about your traineeship. I really enjoyed it.
And did you also want to go a little faster as Anne?
Yes, of course.
So I'd like to thank all the trainees. I'd like to thank all the board members. Now we'd like to ask the board members to take a seat. And in a few moments' time, I'm going to pass the floor to the head of corporate communications, Maximilian Schöber. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, welcome to our BMW world. Some of you might think, here they are, finally. We've given the new 3 Series the welcome it deserves, and you're now going to see the different lines. There are 3 lines, as I said, modern, luxury, and sport. And with that, we now begin our official press conference. Everything else, all the features, will be presented to you during the next few minutes. And the first speaker will, of course, be our CEO, Dr. Reithofer, and he's going to talk about the importance of the new 3 Series. After that, we will hear Ian Robertson, who is responsible within the board for sales and marketing, is going to talk about the future success of 3 Series, and then Adrian von Heudung, who is going to talk about the design, and last but not least, our R&D board member, Dr. Klaus Dräger, who will talk about the most important pieces of innovation. And ladies and gentlemen, there is one thing I can give away already. There will be a little surprise later, so I'd like to give the floor to Dr. Reithofer now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a car which we are particularly proud of. The BMW 3 Series has been instrumental in shaping the worldwide acclaim of the BMW brand. Now, of course, it was our customers who made sure that this is the case, because since 1975, well over 12 million people have bought a BMW 3 Series. And this way, they have turned the BMW 3 Series the most successful series in the premium segment. And every new 3 generation gives you sheer driving pleasure, exceeds it, and gives our clients even more innovation. Well, an innovation is something that we are particularly focusing on. Because when the first generation of the 3 Series entered the market in 1975, I myself was still a student, and I remember I looked at it and I said, well, you can't afford that. But of course, at the time already, I asked myself, do I like the vehicle? And I said, yes, I really like that car. I like this 2-door sedan with a 4-cylinder engine, and above all, with that cockpit inclined and tilted towards the driver, which then became really one of those brand features of BMW. Yes, I'm seeing signs of approval from here in that first row. And then the second generation then, the BMW 3 Series, became even more features. We had a 4-door vehicle, we had a cabrio, we had an M3, and then we had the Touring. And on top of that, we had the first diesel engine and the first all-wheel drive in the 3 Series. Then in the third generation, the 3 Series grew by the coupe and the compact version. In its fourth generation, the BMW 3 Series really took a top rank in the registration statistics in Germany. And that was something that no representative of its class had yet managed. And in the fifth generation, sheer driving pleasure became even more efficient through efficient dynamics. So, five generations, that is 36 years of the 3 Series BMW. So they prove we have continuously really extended our advance in the premium segment of sporty medium vehicle cars. So the BMW 3 Series remains the series with the biggest volumes in our company, although we have continuously expanded our product portfolio. 2010, every third vehicle sold in the BMW Group was a 3 Series, and every generation of the 3 Series sedan was built here in Munich. And allow me to use this opportunity and stress this, because I find this very important. Our heart is beating here in Munich. This is where our headquarters is located. Our main plant, the BMW World, where we are right in, and the BMW Museum, all located in Munich. And for us, it was always obvious that also the sixth generation of the BMW 3 Series will be manufactured in Munich. For the colleagues here at the plant in Munich, this start of production is a special challenge. First of all, because they are making sure that the new BMW 3 Series will reach the markets in time, worldwide, and will be available worldwide for the worldwide introduction. And later, the plants in Regensburg, Roslin and Shenyang will follow suit. And secondly, we're showing once more that car manufacturing is possible, even in a built-up city, even in the 21st century. And of course, if it is modern and sustainable. And now, with the premiere this afternoon across in the plant, I think we all sensed, we all felt that our associates, our staff are burning to get going, and they're really thrilled by the new 3 Series. And on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, things are ready to get rolling. Then we will start with the production proper. And what the client can expect to receive with the new 3 Series, I'll hand over in a minute to my colleague Ian Robertson. But just to get you in the right mood, you get exclusive for your benefit the new TV spot for the new BMW 3 Series. So thank you very much. I really, really enjoyed this year in Munich.
Sometimes you win for your team. Sometimes you win for yourself. Sometimes precision wins. Sometimes just luck. Sometimes timing wins. Sometimes taking time. And sometimes speed. What all winners have in common is passion. The all-new BMW 3 Series. Passion wins.
Over the past 36 years, the 3 Series has been at the heart of the BMW brand, and it's easy to understand why. It has driven the BMW Group's dynamic growth. It has offered customers the freedom to choose how they experience sheer driving pleasure with numerous body styles, and it has received the affection of more customers than any other model in its class. And it's just getting warmed up. Now, the BMW 3 Series sedan has been a global success from day one, and it hasn't looked back since, becoming the best-selling BMW model of all time. In fact, one out of every five BMW sold is a 3 Series sedan. And it's available in 132 countries. The 3 Series has long become a long-term growth engine for the BMW Group. The 3 Series has sold over 12 million cars since launch, establishing itself as the worldwide segment leader. But then, the 3 Series has always been a pioneer. The success of the 3 Series is shared with a handful of variants. Indeed, it was the first model in the segment to offer such a wide variety of body styles beyond a sedan, including the convertible, the coupe, the touring, and for a period of time, the compact. Now, venturing into so many body styles was truly unique for a sporty mid-size car like the 3 Series. And it was due from this side for a position of strength and self-confidence only the successful 3 Series sedan could provide. Now, the 6th generation of the 3 Series has again set new standards. With the sportiest sedan in its segment, and with a new set of design options for further personalization. Now, just as the first 3 Series broke the mold in 1975, this sedan is rewriting the rules today. For years, the 3 Series has been delighting customers with the perfect car to suit their needs. The new sedan expands on the success by catering to customers' desire for an even more personalized BMW. Now, as a first, the 3 Series sedan will be available in 3 lines, each offering a unique character. The Sport line aims to strengthen the car's already sporty nature by emphasizing this dynamic impression. The Luxury line offers a touch of additional refinement to the car's elegant design. And for its part, the Modern line creates a harmonious interior space by minimizing contrasts and optimizing natural elements. Now, in addition to these new lines, the new 3 Series sedan will, of course, be available with the M Sport package. Now, with its blend of sporty performance, aesthetics, and fuel efficiency, the 3 Series offers drivers something so pure, so desired, and yet impossible to substitute or quantify. Freude am Fahren, or sheer driving pleasure, whatever the language, the message is the same. The BMW 3 Series sedan serves as a global BMW brand ambassador because it offers so many customers so much joy all around the world. And this is why the 3 Series is the heart of the BMW brand. Now, before our chief designer, Adrian van Hooydonk, talks about the design, let's see a short video clip. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
I can turn the car in my head and I see it three-dimensional.
We have a new theme that brings lightness to the car. It brings out more of the functionality that we have in the car.
The car is getting more real and you see it. You see it quality-wise, you feel it, and it's a cool aspect about it.
The customer can choose different materials, personalize their world.
You need to get your hands on the car, you have to feel the car, touch the surfaces. It's pure BMW.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to present to you here in the BMW world the design of the new 3 Series. The 3 Series, we've heard this a number of times being said before, will in the upcoming years, like in the past, shape the face of the BMW brand. Now, for us, from the design, that means that we will do everything for which this brand stands and want to express it in this design. And, well, it has been for many generations already sheer driving pleasure. How have we done so? Well, let's start with the front. You will, at first sight, instantly see this to be a typical BMW. It has this typical grille. It has these typical double round headlights. But if we take a closer look at the design, we will notice how much we have, in fact, over the decades evolved, and as you can see from the previous vehicle generations, and how this front end has changed and has gradually evolved further. The headlights and here also the kidney-shaped grille were always grouped together into one graphic unit. And since the second generation of the 3 Series, we have introduced these, well, slightly beveled double-round headlights. And in the 6th generation, the latest generation, you can see how we have taken these design features and have given it a quite unique and new face, as we would say. As you can see, the headlights now really run very broadly all the way touching the kidney grille here, and if we take a closer look, we can see that this design feature not only makes the vehicle more modern, gives it a fresher face, but also actually upgrades it, the value. And here you can see the kidney frame has a much more three-dimensional shape, and you literally can see the quality and also the material that kidney grille has been made of. You can see the headlights really link up directly and form this one graphic unit between the kidneys and the headlights. But at the same time, the headlights have this very flat appearance, which altogether we call a BMW typical concentrated view, a view that you can recall and remember, one that you will instantly recognize again, even if you've only seen it for a second in your rear mirror. Here, taking a look from the side, it's all about movement, all about dynamics. And in order to express this, we just need two lines. Hang on, these two lines there that you can see. Sorry, I was one slide too quick there. These two lines, they have been really very finely cut and sketched there. They are both staggered to one another and are ascending towards the rear and already give the vehicle a dynamism, even if it's in standstill, which I think very much befits the company and our clients. Taking a look at it from the rear, it's all about solidity, because the vehicles, like when they come off the production line in Munich, we once again hear from the rear want to express this affinity to the BMW family in its typical, well, L-shaped tail light. And like at the front, we also have state-of-the-art LED technology. You see, the BMW 3 Series will not only be identified as a BMW when it comes at night, but also from the front and the rear, you will identify it as a 3 Series. So how does it actually match up in comparison with our other core products, the 5 and 7 Series? I think that can be nicely seen from this slide, because it also bespeaks our entire design philosophy for the BMW brand. Because it says that each of our products shall be clearly and should be distinguished as a family member. But as life is in a family, every family member has its own distinct features and traits. And with the 7 Series, it's of course much more about a certain sophistication, a presence, elegance, a certain elongation, while the 5 Series is more about speed, or displays a bit more speed, I would say motorway speed, because that's the car for people who drive a lot and long distances. And the 3 Series is really the sprinter, the vehicle that helps you to reach any new destination right out from nowhere. And of course, it's a character that continues seamlessly when you come inside. Now, if I already have spoken about sheer driving pleasure and joy in driving from the outside, the same holds true looking inside the vehicle, because you will find an interior that really wraps itself very nicely around the passenger and the driver, giving you a feeling of absolute control over this technologically refined vehicle. And we say this is very much driver focused. We help to do so with having this great asymmetric line of the dashboard, which continues, as you can see, also in the center console, which means all these operating handling elements are all grouped around the driver. There are a host and multitude of really lovely little details, which I'm just going to give you about a few. For example, the sat-nav screen is freestanding, appearing like, well, a flat screen or a highly modern smartphone, which gives the vehicle a much more roomy appearance. The dashboard can be flatter, giving the vehicle, as I say, the interior, a much much more roomy appearance and a more modern look. Now, for the clients, however, it will be always interesting that we offer a lot more storage compartments and abilities here in the center console, but also in the doors than ever before. And I'm sure our clients will come to appreciate that. Speaking about colors and material, with the new theories, we really came up with quite a number of new ideas. And what you can see here, the three keys, I think, tells us everything. And Mr. Robertson has already said we have three lines whereby the customer, with one click, can configure an entire vehicle. That's the vehicles that you see positioned here left and right and center to me. We've got a sport line, a luxury line, and an urban line. And just give you a quick rundown what they mean. The sport line is what you see next to me. And of course, sportiness really befits the 3 Series. But how do we strengthen that? How would you amplify that? Well, with color and design. Because we have picked very sporty, very sassy colors, like the red, but we also have these little black add-on parts on the exterior, or these 5-spoke wheels here. And I also continue this on the interior side with these red trims here or seams on the seats. In the modern line, we have different, more natural, warmer colors. On the exterior, you find, for example, matte aluminum add-on parts, while on the interior, you see these very, well, warm color arrangements, which of course is new for the 3 Series. And matching this, we have this matte open pore veneer wood here, which gives the car its special warmness. Now, the luxury line, as you can see over there, is something which we think really is a very much, as I say, befitting the 3 Series. And here on the exterior, we have chromium-plated add-on parts, quite specifically designed to underline the elegance of the vehicle. And, for example, as you can see here, the trim designs also are very much, yeah, suitable to this luxury line with multi-spoke trims. And, of course, looking inside, you also find that topic continued with top-notch wood and veneer or high-grade leather here that has, well, wonderful grain lines that are almost hand-stitched. Well, this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we with the new series are offering as we launch it and introduce it to the market, which we're looking forward to. But I would say this is just a design. It's just one part. It's just a design, which, shall I say, is only a promise. It's a promise of what you as a client then afterwards and as a driver will be able to experience with the car. And how we do that, or how the new 3 Series really fulfills that promise, that's what Dr. Dreger will tell you a little more about next now. Thank you very much.
Adrian, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the new 3 Series is very convincing, not just because of its design, but also because of its technology. The 3 Series has always been a very sporty car, a real statement in its segment, and all the different engine types of all 3 Series generations, which are the ancestors of this car, can prove that. The first Series 3, the M3, was the most successful touring car of all times. And then agility, driving dynamics. Agility and driving dynamics will remain a shining example of the qualities of the 6th generation 3 Series. We have a very interesting innovation. We have a variable sport gearing system, which translates the transmission ratio in the steering gear dynamically and adapts it to the various driving conditions. Sometimes it's just details which prove the sporty agility. And one example of that sporty agility is our sporty braking system, which is an optional, our M-Sport brake. We have a multi-piston system with aluminium fixed calipers and very large braking discs, and it shortens the braking distance. And we have our head-up display, which reduces distractions during driving. And there's another thing I find very important, and that is the networking of this car. I believe that that is a unique feature in this class, in this segment. With BMW Connected Drive, the new BMW 3 Series fulfills the most sophisticated demands when it comes to infotainment. segment, our premium customers rightly expect that we offer cutting-edge technology. And we have driver assistance systems, which increase safety. And, of course, we've also increased driving comfort. New efficient dynamics features offer even more performance at even more reduced fuel consumption levels. For the launch of the new 3 Series BMW sedan, there will be not just the new and optimized diesel engines and the very well-known six-cylinder petrol engine, but also a new four-cylinder auto engine. Like all the other engines, it also comes with a BMW twin-power turbo technology, which increases performance and significantly reduces fuel consumption. And all that is supported by a series of innovations. For instance, our auto start-stop function, which comes as a standard feature. Then our driving dynamics button with Eco Pro modus, which also comes as a standard, and our 8-gear automatic transmission, which will be available for the first time in this segment. And of course, fuel consumption is also reduced by the aerodynamic chassis. And as an engineer, I have to say that a CD value of 0.26 for this car is really impressive. And we've also been able to reduce the weight of the new Series 3 thanks to intelligent lightweight construction. We have lost 40 kilos compared to the previous model. And all these advantages culminate in the new BMW 320d Efficient Dynamics Edition. It comes with a top performance of 163 HP and a maximum torque of 380 Newton meters. It accelerates from 0 to 100 in 8 seconds and only consumes 4.1 liter on 100 kilometers. And that, ladies and gentlemen, corresponds to a CO2 emission level of 109 grams per kilometer. The new Series 3 BMW has always been an innovative trendsetter and trailblazer when it comes to engine and drive technologies. And in autumn 2012, we're going to expand the new 3 Series with the addition of a new drive option. Ladies and gentlemen, here you see the new BMW Active Hybrid 3. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the first full hybrid worldwide amongst the compact sports sedans in the premium segment. Thus, we offer our customers with this high-volume model series a highly efficient hybrid vehicle. It comes with 340 HP. The engine develops torque of 450 Nm. And of course, I could provide many more details about our new 3 Series, but that would take hours, which is why we decided to put all that information on a USB stick. At this point, I would like to thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you, Dr. Dreger. Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, you will get the chance to get up to the car in a second and take a closer look at the cars. But please, first of all, could I ask all the board of management members to join me up front here for a group picture with a new 3 Series. Please join me here and stand left and right to the car. And guests, just one moment, please. The photographers, I'm sure, will make haste and speed up taking a picture.